The book, Buffalo's Delaware Avenue, proved popular as a first edition and, according to the Buffalo History Museum, sold out. Tonight, a second edition will be officially released. Cynthia Van Ness, the museum's director of library and archives, will give a presentation on some of the buildings that were once homes to Buffalo's wealthiest families.
Lots of millionaires were on Delaware Avenue. You know, we're calling it Millionaire's Row. I don't think we didn't coin it, but we're taking that name because so many fortunes are visible still today on Delaware Avenue.
Many of those buildings are still standing and still used. The Edward Butler Mansion, where the Buffalo Evening News founder resided, is now used by the University at Buffalo's Jacobs Executive Development Center. What's known as the Mansion on Delaware now was once home to Charles Sternberg, who made a fortune in grain. And what is now the Buffalo Club was once home to Stephen Van Rensselaer Watson, who owned a grain elevator and founded Erie Savings Bank. Van Ness says Western New Yorkers remain fascinated with the region's past.
Yeah, it seems like, and I don't know how to measure this, I have no way to compare, but it seems like Buffalo publishes a lot more local history material in the way of magazines, books, than a lot of cities our size. We just seem to have our own little mini publishing industry here.
This evening's presentation and book launch begins at 6 inside the History Museum. It's free of charge for museum members, but non-members will be charged $7 for admission. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.